It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Little Ben and Kelly court action here. We're going to hear from the plaintiff, the husband, the defendant, the wife, all about an inappropriate gift for a coworker.
Well, that's what he says.
Should I do?
I think maybe play the part of the husband. Play the part of the husband.
Husband,
the plaintiff.
Okay. Says, am I making too big a deal of this? My wife bought a guy she works with cologne. I've never heard of this guy until recently. He's not a boss or a manager, so I feel like buying cologne for just another man she works with is highly inappropriate. I saw the cologne on our bank statement and asked my wife about it. She said that her new coworker had a birthday and she bought him his favorite cologne. I told her that it was inappropriate to buy that for him. She told me that I'm acting jealous and it's not a big deal. I find it highly offensive that she'd do this to me. Buying cologne is a violation of our trust. It's an intimate gift to buy for a man. Oh, and by the way, I found out this dude used to be a male model.
Oh, plot twist.
That's the plaintiff, the husband. Now, the defendant, the wife, played by Kelly.
The fact that I am not allowed to buy my friends and coworkers a present shows just how insecure my man is. I'm not the least bit attracted to the guy who used to be a male model I bought the cologne for. The guy has a serious girlfriend. The people I work with always buy nice presents for each other. I didn't buy the guy underwear. Mm. I bought him his favorite cologne. Mm. And the whole male model thing is barely true. Mm. My coworker was a model when he was 10 years old. He did one commercial, and that was over 20 years ago. My husband needs to relax because I did nothing wrong. If my intentions are pure, how can I be wrong? Buying cologne is not an inappropriate gift for a coworker or friend. Don't you guys agree with me? Cologne is perfectly acceptable.
Okay, so there you go. You've heard the sides. Ben and Kelly Court.
I have a question as an attorney.
That's
the roles we're playing, right?
Sure, right, Maybe.
So she mentioned new coworker. Mm. How do we already know what his favorite cologne is?
Good
Valid
point.
Question.
Maybe she smelled him and was like, "Oh, that's good cologne."
What is
He's
that?
Like, "Oh, it's my favorite. It's Cool Water."
Cool Water.
It's Cool Water.
It's Dracar.
It's Cool Water. It's my fave. And she's like, oh, okay, I'll remember that. Yeah. Robin checks in and says, okay, I'm chiming in on this one. She says via text, yes, buying a man cologne is like buying his underwear. Yeah. Hell no.
Yes, a man's scent and being close enough to smell him feels a little bit more intimate.
It does feel a little more intimate. Where
it does feel intimate.
I think the implications of getting a guy cologne is, I want to smell this on you.
Yes, I want to smell your neck.
Yeah, I want to get close enough to you to be able
to
smell this.
You.
Right.
I smell you.
And understanding that once you get past discovering cologne for the first time, then you learn how to actually wear it where it's not so abrasive or, you know, so it is a little bit more subtle. So then you got to get closer.
Tattooed Mexican on text says it's very inappropriate. It's intimate, not to mention it's a new coworker. How does she know it's his favorite so soon? See, that was my point. How would she feel if he did the same thing to a female coworker, like bought her perfume?
Oh my gosh. Okay. You're a female.
Yes. That's too much. No, no.
Yeah, but
no.
But, okay, okay.
No, no.
If it was your favorite cologne or perfume.
My favorite perfume bought for someone else?
No. If a male, say I, okay, no, not say I. You and I are a little too close. if someone else.
But because we're coworkers.
Yeah, but you've bought me underwear.
I have.
Okay, so.
Thinking back, I have done that.
And I wore a body spray one time that you were like, yeah, you need to stop wearing that.
Yeah.
So
it smelled real good.
Right. Exactly. So
and that was uncomfortable.
Right. So we can't. I'm a bad example for this. But say
but
someone
I feel
else.
Like you're making the point for the husband.
I'm saying something else. Yeah.
Are you team husband or team wife? What are you trying to
say? I'm saying if someone bought you. A male coworker bought you your favorite perfume.
I would be like, Oh, because also perfume is not cheap.
Right. Would you accept it?
No.
And two, okay. All right.
Well, no, then, I wouldn't. I right. feel like it's inappropriate. So you, I feel like it's a so little too you, personal.
Who doesn't like confrontation?
Right.
Would but, say no, no.
No, oh, that's really sweet. I don't think I can take that.
I actually am allergic to that now.
I'm making up fake allergies to say the feeling. No, I feel like, I think, again, it's too personal of a gift. I'm siding with the husband on this one. I think it's too personal.
All right, we will take recess. We'll render a verdict coming up. Ben and Kelly Court, back from recess. Is cologne an inappropriate gift for a coworker? We heard from the husband who says yes.
Inappropriate.
This guy even used to be a model. The wife said it's
He was a model
fine.
When he was 10.
Yeah.
And, and coworkers always buy nice gifts for each other.
Which I will give her that point.
Okay.
The male model stretch. Okay. He was 10. Let's get that out of there.
Okay.
All right.
So that point has been
dismissed.
Tossed aside.
Yes. The point of him being a male model, dismissed.
Okay. But the fact, new coworker, she knows his favorite cologne. Means she wants to smell him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly.
Redbubble Rachel texts in and says, as an attorney also, I agree with Kelly. Number one, how do you even know what his favorite cologne is?
Yes.
Being a new employee. Number two, cologne is expensive.
Yes.
Why are you buying your coworker such an expensive present?
Yes.
What kind of job does she have?
Yes.
Buy me some perfume.
Yeah.
I'm team husband on this.
Yes. Andrew, right. The love doctor, also checking in. Red flag. Absolutely not. Period.
Okay. Michelle says, look, I've been married 27 years. I feel it's inappropriate to buy perfume for a coworker. That's too personal of a gift, in my opinion.
Yes. Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. Yes.
Now, I don't wear cologne. There was a period of time when I wore body spray.
Mm-hmm.
And you told me to stop.
I did. It smelled too good. Felt inappropriate. It was not good.
You're like,
nope.
Tish texts in and says, I need to know what that body spray was that Ben was wearing.
It was Axe chocolate. It was delicious.
I didn't even remember what that was.
I did. Oh,
okay.
I did.
All right, right.
I did.
I just be like,
shh. Yep.
Every morning before Kelly would come in, I would just, shh.
And I walk in, it would hit me as soon as I walk in the door.
Oh.
I was like, uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Listen, we've worked too long together. Like, we can't. No, there's nothing.
No. I feel like we are all on the same page.
Yeah, I think so.
Siding with the plaintiff
which
on
is,
this one.
Yeah,
the husband. Cologne is too personal.
Yeah, it's almost like the wife wants to smell it on the new coworker.
Yes. And listen, why are we...
And she says he has a serious girlfriend, which let the serious girlfriend buy him.
Exactly.
Right.
Because she's going to be smelling him.
Yes.
Not you.
Unless he wears too much of it at work.
Maybe. But I'm just saying. And maybe we need to have a talk with all the coworkers about backing down how much money we're spending on each other's birthdays. That sounds
like it's
a little extravagant.
Like, okay, what is this, Wolf of Wall Street?
Right.
Are
I
you
think
guys?
Everybody around here, someone gets a card and everybody signs it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, remember back in the day we used to get Dairy Queen cakes?
Used to get Dairy Queen cakes.
That was something special.
That was something real special.
Anyways, all right, we are siding on the husband.
We rule in favor of the plaintiff.
The plaintiff. Yes.
So does she go and ask for the cologne back now? What do we do?
Hey, do you still have that cool water? I want to give it to someone else.
My husband's mad.
My husband's mad. So wait. If you got it back, which would be wildly weird too, asking for a present back that
you
gave someone.
Right, you can't really do
that. But anyways, she asked for it back and then she gives it to her husband. I want you to smell like my coworker, Bob.
No.
That's just weird too.
No.
All right, anyways. All right, there you go. Ben and Kelly Court on 99.7 DJM.